there was little time for talk or reflection as they hurtled along with the massive oily swells. Shog relieved the squirrel maid at the tiller, allowing her to prepare some food for them both. Triss glanced anxiously at the towering green walls of water as the ketch scudded from valley to peak of each one. There was hardly any wind, yet the current was running faster. She inquired cautiously of her friend.
Are we still on course, Shog?
Staring dead ahead and clenching the tiller tight, the otter replied.
Can't say, matey. We've even lost sight of the island to use as a point. I reckon we'll do well just to stay alive in waters like these. Better reefing our sail, Triss, afore a wind springs up. It might come from the wrong direction and these waves would swamp us.
There was no sign of the high seas abating as darkness fell. It was going to be a long and sleepless night. Taking a crust of bread and a flagon of water, Triss stationed herself in the bows, keeping a lookout for anything at all that lay ahead. She found herself gazing over desolate watery wastes every time they rose on the wave swell. Shog manoeuvred the tiller, hoping against hope that Triss might sight land. Dark cloud masses, muddy purple and smoky cream, began obscuring the stars as they boiled up over the horizon ahead. There was no hint of a breeze. Then suddenly, an earth-shattering boom crashed overhead and lightning ripped the heavens into fleeting brightness. Shog roared at Triss.
Get back here with me! There's a big storm brewing!
The wind came then, howling out of nowhere. It soaked Triss, whipping water over the bows as she retreated to the stern and grabbed the tiller with Shog. Squinting their eyes against the blinding rain, they huddled together, awed by the mighty forces of nature. Every moment Shog expected one of the mountainous waves to crash down on the tiny craft, but miraculously it stayed afloat, still whipping onward over the storm-rent deeps. Triss dashed water from her eyes, pointing ahead.
What's that?
Shog saw it also.
A light! It's a light!
Sea spray washed into the squirrel maid's mouth as she shouted to make herself heard.
Is it land, Shog?
Prince Blad lay in his bunk, a blanket wrapped about his head, as he wailed in terror.
The storm, it will sink the boat! Help me!
At that same moment, Curda staggered across the deck, holding on to Captain Rifton's spear haft as he went ahead of her. They barged into Plug's cabin, where the fox was swilling grog with tazzin and grubbage. He looked up.
Aha! 'Tis the lovely princess herself. What can old Captain Plug do for you on such a pleasant night, me dearie?